Blog Talk Radio.
It's some scriptures out. It's some filters out. It's some thoughts. Damn and censor. It's some scriptures out. It's some filters.
Talk Bugs. Hi, and welcome to another Talk Wednesday on the Naked Talk with Alex Okorodji. And hey, you're listening to Alex Okorodji, the Queen of Expression, and I'm coming to you live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa. Okay, people, so, oh my goodness, I'm excited to be here. And it's been pretty amazing. And, you know, amazing influencers from around the world who are just impacting the world from their corner, right? Well, the Naked Talk is the hub for real, authentic conversation. And like I said, expression is a sign of strength and not weakness. So yes, we do not apologize for, you know, who we are and just what we thoughts and contributions. And yes, we do welcome contributions here on the show so that you can with hashtag always to hello@thenakedtalk.live, and your contributions, questions, comment, whatever it is, will be read right here on the show. Or of course www.thenakedtalk.live because we're live. So last time on the show, on Talk Wednesday with me, two amazing guests. Of course we had Ajit Nawaka, founders of Mind Valley and CEO and host of AfroCodes. Because he was here on the show with his partner and co-author, Dr. Nita Bhushan, who is an international speaker. She's a best-selling author and an amazing coach as well. And so we had a really interesting conversation about people to transforming lives. And of course, you know, we also talked a little bit about, you know, just their journey and how, you know, they found themselves in the transformation business and just how they, you know, how they are transforming lives, right, from their own corner, but also why they wrote their amazing book, The Book of Coaching. Now, guys, what was so amazing is that not only did we talk about that, they were very magnanimous to kind of like, you know, for the giveaway for our amazing listeners here on the show. So you get a chance to really get a copy of the Book of Coaching for free. So if you're one of our listeners, if you live anywhere in the U.S., you can get a copy, you can get a physical copy of the Book of Coaching shipped to you. But if you're an international listener here in Nigeria, Africa, wherever, you get a digital version, an ebook version of the Book of Coaching. Now, this book, by the way, is, you know, if you are, whether you're an influencer or you're an expert, or you're a thought leader, or you're a parent, or you're a teacher, or you're some, you know, a mentor or a coach, you know, whether a coach in business, this book is for you. Now, this book is for the coach who has so much to give, actionable guide that you can come back to, just techniques and just amazing tools that you can apply. Coaching practice. Now, the amazing thing about it is, we talked a lot about, just you, your methodology, your business, and what it means to like create a thriving, profitable coaching business. So, the good thing about it is that, you know, they blend, Dr. Bhushan's experience, you know, in psychology, as well as Ajit Nawalkar's business expertise. So I think, you know, I can't wait for my copy to get to me here in Nigeria. Yes, I can't wait for my copy. But now, if you want to get a copy, don't forget that you can join. You can just dive into the giveaway. Make sure once you go to the website, www.thenakedtalk.live, click it though, and just enter the giveaway, and you get a chance to win, to get a copy of the book. It's really simple. Get in there. And if you know that you don't want to wait 30 days to get your giveaway, then just head on to Amazon and see if you can get the copy of the book. It's pretty, you know, pretty cheap. Like, you know, so you can get affordable, and you can get a copy of the book. Or you go to everything. The entire link is on the show, you know, the show notes. So if you want to go to the website, you can definitely just get a copy of the book. And if you missed that episode live, don't forget, like, all hours are active 24/7 on demand, syndicated on 12 global networks. And if you know someone who misses or who missed it or needs to listen to any of our shows with any of our guests, don't forget that you can just send them to our website. You can listen to the Naked Talk on Port Africa in Uganda. You can catch us on Castbox FM. We're on a podcast on iTunes, or God, you know, right here, the radio channel on Block Talk Radio. We're getting it everywhere. Right here in the virtual studio. And just to get into conversation with my very special guest. And yes, we're in your lifestyle. And if you want to find out more about the amazing portfolios that they have and just what they're offering in the real estate business, make sure to go to www.globalroyal.biz. Now, Royal is R-O-Y-L-E, so it's Royal with an E, .biz. There's also brought to you by amazing friends, Instagram.com/ZincherNaturals. Now, Zincher is Z-I-N-C-H-A-N-A-T-U-R-A-L. So it's natural with an S. This is self-care, you know, just the love that I'm getting from them. And it's amazing, natural. I don't have to worry about chemicals and anything else. Now, also, you know, I just wanted to give a little shout out to our amazing friends who put it together at The Reporters, Inc., Max Saxemeyer, the CEO of The Reporters, Inc., Max Saxemeyer, and, of course, film director Osagio Korua, who together have put together this amazing documentary called The Innocent Convict, and they are spotlighting and highlighting and telling the story of just, you know, innocent people who are paying time for crimes that they haven't committed. And so just to think about, you know, what these innocent convicts are going through and how wrongful conviction, you know, and just how the judiciary system, you know, plays and just what, you know, what happens with the wrongful convicted and just how that affects not only their personal lives, but their families and their communities and just what happens with all of that. And so it's really interesting to see how this amazing documentary, this film is coming together. And just to know that there are people who are raising their voices for people who don't have a voice. You know, I just wanted to say a big shout out to them. And, you know, if you want to find out more about this amazing documentary, don't forget to go to The Reporters, Inc. So go to The Reporters, and find out more about the innocent convict. Now, again, you know, I also wanted to just congratulate Chinyere Okoro on her amazing Chinyere Okoro Girl Child Foundation. And, you know, last time we were here on the show, last Wednesday, it was the International Day of the Girl Child. And to have this young, amazing woman, you know, go to the eastern part of Nigeria and distribute, you know, tampons and, you know, just sanitary towels and stuff for young girls in schools and colleges who can afford it. And I think that it's just really amazing that, you know, we have young people who are not waiting for anybody to create the change, but are creating change from their own corner. So, you know, just wanted to say great job, Chinyere. And if you want to find out more, you can support Chinyere. Amazing, amazing initiative. So today on the show, we're all about how to take a chance and win with my very special guest. Now, often our decisions involve failure, comfortability to match the risk. Now, some people consider themselves risk averse, while others consider themselves. Now, this drives their decision making and the strategies that they implement to achieve what they truly want out of life. Now, today's guest is a financial services professional, a leadership expert, and an author with a passion for personal development, particularly in the area of successful decision making and applying risk management techniques to important aspects and matters of life. So I'm very, very excited, first of all, to just have, you know, we've been counting down to this show, and just to have my amazing guest, leadership expert and author Wellington Majengwa, who's joining me live all the way from Seychelles on the Naked Talk. Hi, Wellington. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here, Alex. I can hear you now. Oh,
okay. Okay. Well, welcome to the Naked Talk.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
Okay. I want to be sure that you hear me clearly. And by the way, I know that it is so, should I say it's early or it's late, but it's it's so early all the way where you are right now. So should I say good morning?
It's very early. It's just after 1 a.m., so it's a very good morning for me today, nice and early.
Very early. Well, I hope you have a cup, you know, maybe a cup of coffee or tea or something, just to, you know, just to get yourself going on the show. I know how it is, but, you know, I guess that's the amazing thing about doing a live show is that you can catch people at the oddest hour, right? Okay, so I'm very excited to have you here on the show, and I know we have to talk about, and I've been really looking forward to this show because I know that I'm definitely going to learn so much just from talking to you and as much as well. But, you know, just before we get into the conversation, what is the weather like anyway? What is it like there in Seychelles?
In the Seychelles, we are the lucky few who get sunshine all year round. So it's nice and sunny during the day, and in the night it's quite cool, and it doesn't get cold. The temperature doesn't go below 24 degrees Celsius over here all year round. So it's quite nice and sunny all year round.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. I should pack my bag and just come all the way there right now. I need to.
You are more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much for just, you know, taking the time at 1 a.m. Like you said, you know, you should be sleeping and all. But I know that this is also great because you can come across your awesomeness, right? Who would you say,
fantastic,
you know, how would you.
Fantastic.
Who would you say Wellington is? I mean, how would you describe yourself?
Well, Wellington is just an ordinary guy who's got a career in financial services, particularly banking, but who discovered along the way that we need to live life a little bit more than just what we do professionally and find a way to make an impact to other people through the way we live our lives and also through the conversations we have and through sharing experiences and lessons that we learn through life. Very simple.
So, well, you know, it's just an ordinary guy, but, you know, you've built a career in the financial services as a banker, and your impact in life, believe me, that takes extraordinary. That is extraordinary. Because, you know, people dream about that, right? You know, some people go through life every day and they haven't figured out what their purpose is, right? They haven't figured out what they can do to change the world. They haven't figured out how they can add value. So I feel like when people actually know what value they're putting out there into the world or know how they can serve, a bigger purpose, I think that is extraordinary.
You know, it's very hard for me to call myself extraordinary or to feel like I'm extraordinary because I believe I'm actually a work in progress. I have a lot more to offer that I'm yet to discover in the future. But with every day that's passing by, I'm grabbing all the opportunities that I can find. And if I can write a book about something, I will. If I can have a conversation about something, I will. If I can just send a message, a good text message on WhatsApp or whatever, you know, I will do that just to make a difference to somebody else.
Well, I can tell you that we're all work in progress. You know, I don't feel like, you know, I don't think we ever, you know, nobody ever gets there. Like, I think when you die is when you've arrived, like, right? We're all constantly trying to figure it. We're all work in progress. We're all growing every day, evolving and changing. So I guess that, you know, we can all say that, you know, like, so, you know, thank you so much for the work that you do and for just showing up, you know, because again, some people have ideas and dreams and visions and goals, but show up, right? They, you know, there's so many excuses that they, you know, like, so the fact that you can show up in all of these different mediums and take advantage of whatever opportunity you have just to fulfill the purpose that you've, you know, that you believe that you're here for. I think that is important. So let's talk up a little bit about, you know, even though you're all the way in Seychelles, you were born and grew up in, correct?
That's correct. I was born in Zimbabwe, grew up in Harare, and found my way out to the Seychelles, and I've been here ever since. I've been here for about 7 years. I kind of like a life away from the big city, taking it nice and easy on the islands. And the beauty of the world nowadays is that internet makes life so much easier. You can reach out to anybody you want to anytime, and it's amazing. It's beautiful.
I think you're in Wellington. You know, who wouldn't give up anything to live on the island?
It's paradise. It's paradise. I love it over here. It's paradise. I tell you, it's beautiful.
Like, so I would like that. I'll pack after this show. I'm going to pack my bags and I'm coming to Curious Seychelles. That's for sure. So
let's talk a little bit about. See you soon.
Right? You know, I'm packing my bags. So let's talk a little bit about growing up in Harare, right? And you know what it was like, because again, you know, sometimes when we get to when we're on that journey, right, finding life in paradise, people don't know where we're coming from. Right, what drives division, and they don't know where we're coming from, and they don't know what drives, what's our inner drive, you know, what pushes us to do the work that we now do. So let's take our listeners back a little bit to what it was like growing up for, you know, Little Wellington and, you know, just living in Zimbabwe.
Okay. For me, Alex, it was quite a journey. Because coming up in Harare is a very hectic city. It's hustle and bustle. You know, you just have to find your way around. If you're not strong enough, you can't handle the city. It's quite tough. And the neighborhood where I grew up in was a neighborhood that had crime happening left, right, and center. And thanks to my mother, she kept me, you know, walking on the straight and narrow, and making sure I did my schoolwork as well as I was supposed to. And fortunately, also there were a couple of individuals around the neighborhood that were quite inspirational and that I could look up to. So for me, while everything was going on around me, you know how it is in life. There's so much noise that's going on around you. But at the same time, there are also some lessons, clues, and things that you can learn as you go about your business. So for me, it was like that, seeing what I was seeing, experiencing what I was experiencing, but not letting it swallow me. And that was a lot to do with what my mother was teaching me as I was coming up, what my father was teaching me. And my father was one of those guys who also made a few mistakes himself, particularly in the areas of business, as he was trying to provide for the family. And, you know, you can learn from the good stuff. You can also learn from the bad stuff. In fact, the best lessons we learn from the bad stuff. So there's a few things I experienced and I saw my father struggle with that gave me some amazing lessons that I apply even unto this day. In fact, that's how I get to be so passionate about the area of risk management, particularly in the area of personal decision making.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about it because I'm very interested, you know, in just learning so much more about risk management and, you know, in terms of that, you know, some of the things that were not so great that, you know, became lessons. I really believe also in negative inspiration. What I call negative inspiration is that an example of what you should do, but you also have negative inspiration then, you know, an example of something that you should never do, right? That just teaches you not to. And so you learned quite a lot of lessons, just seeing some of the mistakes that, you know, your dad had. And, you know, our parents make this mistake. And growing up, we'll learn a lot of things. And sometimes some people close their eyes to the negative things. And like you said, you know, some of the best lessons are, you know, actually learned from that. I've made mistakes, and believe me, I'm never going to do them again, because I know what it is to leave in the middle of that, you know, that mistake. And I've learned like a lesson. So you're right. So let's talk a little bit now about, you know, the transformation. So you started off, you know, your journey into the financial service industry as a professional. You started as a banker, right? And of course, you probably have gained quite a number of, you know, gained years of experience. So how did you find yourself now in the world of risk management?
Okay. Well, banks are pretty much all about risk management. Because all banks do is they take money from people with money and they give it to people who need money. Along the way, they have to make sure that they don't lose the money. And then they look after themselves, you know, by making profits, interest, whatever we have to give them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I got into banking, I realized that banks spend a lot of money in risk management processes, in risk management systems, and they pay risk management professionals a whole lot of money. And then I was wondering to myself, I kept wondering, you know, risk management from a banking perspective is a very complex scientific discipline with you know, endless techniques for assessing, quantifying, correlating, you know, innovating. They do all kinds of things. You know, they use models, they use, you know, systems and algorithms and things like that. But if you ask yourself, what they're all doing is basically trying to make sure that they minimize the chance of losing money. Now, if banks, with all the money they make, with the status they've got in our societies, find it important to spend so much in building a risk management strategy or build risk management systems, how come us as individuals, we actually never take the time to think about risk in our own personal lives? I always say this, we hear of so many wonderful stories. You know, there are some speakers who go around saying, you know, take a risk. You know, if you don't take a risk, you will amount to nothing. You know, just go up the cliff and jump over the cliff and, you know, you will grow your wings on the way down. That's what they say, isn't it?
Yes.
But Alex, think about it this way. If you go up the cliff to jump and you jump without nothing to cover you up, how is your landing going to be? Think about it. How about we do it this way? Before you go up the cliff, save a bit of money, invest in a parachute, invest in a glider, okay? And go up the cliff. Same objective, same activity, but now you've got yourself a safety net. What you can do is you go up the cliff, jump over, and at a certain altitude, you let open your parachute, and then you can have a much softer landing than what you would have had otherwise. We hear about so many stories of people who've taken risks and made very big successes. Well and good. You know, some people have done amazingly well by taking big chances and they've made it. But what we don't hear, Alex, and this is what I'm very passionate about, what we don't hear are the stories of those men and women around the world who've taken chances and never made it. Their stories are forgotten. We never hear their stories. So when we take a chance, when we take a risk, if we don't do it properly, if we don't do what is called strategic decision making, we are making a mistake. There was a study that was done. If I may just say this.
Go ahead.
There was a study that was done, Alex, where very successful people were given interviews by a researcher, and there are two things that the researcher found out. Successful people and unsuccessful people share one common trait. You know what it is? Is they're both risk takers.
Okay.
They're both risk takers. So what makes the difference then between the one who is successful and the one who is not successful? It is how they manage the risk. And this is where I come in. And I say, unless you have a strategy to manage the risk you're going to face in your life, in your career, in your business, don't just take a chance. Take a chance strategically with the intention and the best possibility to win. Do it carefully with a careful strategy, knowing what pitfalls you might face and planning for them. The way you stand a much better chance of being successful.
You know what, Wellington, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm getting like, you know, just a bit of like, because, you know, hey, like you said, you know, it's true. We're always told jump, take a jump, you know, take a leap, jump and just. But nobody really ever tells you how. does what you plan. And like you rightly said, you know, if you jump off the cliff, you might break your bones, right? If you don't have a parachute.
Oh yeah.
So it doesn't do anyone justice to think that they can just make a decision without a plan, without actually a strategy and a strategy to protect them just in case it doesn't go, you know, the way that they play. And I love that we're having this conversation because I think that we've never had this kind of conversation on the show before. And I know that people definitely will benefit from your wealth of knowledge and wisdom. But here's something. Let's do something. Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. How about we go to a quick commercial break and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, Alex. No worries.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji.
QTAB Events, your one-stop shop for A-class events and entertainment, international artist management and promotion, logistics management, project management, and brand enhancement, with affiliates across South Africa, UK, Benin Republic, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Cameroon. Wouldn't you rather let our dynamic team treats you like the respectable clients that you are, taking away the stress from your business. Taking away the stress from your business.
Okay, we're back. If you're just joining us, well, this is The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. And yes, my name is Alex Okoroji. That hasn't changed. And you're listening to the Queen of Expression on The Naked Talk. And just before we went on that little commercial break, you know, I was, you know, talking to my very special guest who's right. God, I hope I am not muttering his name. Wellington, forgive me. But he is, you know, a financial services professional. He's also a leadership expert and author. And it's nice to have a little bit just before we went on that commercial about, you know, just why, you know, a little bit about risk management and why it is important for us to, you know, to apply risk management strategies into our decision making and into our businesses and our lives. And if you're just joining this and you want to be part of this conversation, don't forget that you can call in into the show. And the number to call in is +1-323-642-1693. If you're calling from outside the U.S., make sure to dial it as an international number. Use +1-323-642-1693. And don't forget to use your hand-raising effect. Press 1 so we know that you want to speak. And if you're calling from within the U.S., dial as a local number. Call 323-642-1693. And, of course, we'll get you to, you know, connect. Or maybe you want to ask my guest a question or you have got a comment or a contribution or you want to say something, you can join the conversation. And don't forget to tweet using hashtag to make a talk. And, of course, you have to get into this conversation, but this is really important. So welcome back, Wellington. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Okay. And, you know, I need to apologize for muttering your name. You know, I get it past right. You know, I have to just get it. So,
Alex, you're doing very well, actually. You're doing very well, you know. Don't worry about it.
It's crazy how, you know, and it's funny as, you know, people think I should be able to get that right, catch that, right? But they don't realize how very diverse Africa is, right? And, you know, we have all these multicultural names, and they think we're just one people, one kind of
people.
Just before we went to that, you know, on the commercial break, you had been talking about why it is important, you know, to sort of, you know, apply risk management strategy and why we should, right? As opposed to just jumping and taking a leap, that it's important for us to sort of have a backup plan or backup system, or at least have some way to check the risk that we're taking. And that's really the only way that we can win. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, just what how you support people, you support individuals and businesses who need to apply these strategies, right? So let's say I am totally, I'm a novice, I have no idea. I know that I want to win, and I know that I want to make sure that, I thrive. I want to make sure that I succeed. But I don't even have a clue what I'm supposed to do. And that's where you come in. So now, how do you support businesses and individuals?
What I have been doing lately, Alex, and this is again, it's a work in progress. I'm constantly transforming it and changing it. Mm-hmm. The first thing I've done is I have put a few of my ideas into a book. My book is called Take a Chance and Win, where I basically address three key decisions that we make in our lives at a certain point. One being the decision to start a business. The other being the decision to choose a life partner. And the third decision is about our financial decision-making, the decisions we make when it comes to how to look after our money. So for those three decisions, I have outlined 10 strategies that an individual can adopt and apply to their lives. Obviously, what I present are suggestions, and what applies to every person differs depending on their circumstances and where they come from and what they're experiencing at a particular time. But I present to you 10 key strategies that I have used, that I have given to people to use, and they have used and found success in their own respective lives. So a starting point is for anybody who's interested in financial management for their own personal finances, who's interested in starting a business, or whether it's a small business or a big business, and anybody who's, and this is an interesting subject because many people wonder how risk management fits into relationships.
Oh,
but
God.
Yeah, when you want to get into a relationship.
I want to hear that one. I need risk management there because I really need to hear that one. That one is so important. Maybe some of us wouldn't have made the mistakes that we made. So I need to hear that one.
You need to hear this one. Okay. Now, you know what, Alex? Blissful living is a dream that everybody has, and we all aspire to it, many men and women in this world. And though we work hard and find the different people that give us that tickle and the sizzle in the heart that makes us want to, you know, go into a long-term relationship with them, we often overlook, and we are often blinded by love and so on, that we are blinded to the obvious things about this person that may be red flags that will cause you or that will hinder the possibility of your success. And I understand this is a very, very complex issue, and we live in a society where people around us, our society, our relatives and family and friends, they sometimes push us into making decisions. I don't know how it is in Nigeria, Alex, but where I come from, when you hit a certain age, especially as a lady, and you are attending a wedding of a friend, for example, the aunties and the mothers and the uncles, the question they ask you is, so when are we coming to your wedding? We always have this pressure, okay? So what happens is society, coupled with young people who have not considered many key things in their lives, we end up making such a big decision, the biggest decision of our lives, without necessarily thinking or taking a strategic approach to that decision. Okay.
So,
Wellington, you know, just before we move into that, you know, I just want to let you know and let the listeners know, and for the listeners here in Nigeria, they know you're saying the truth because it's the same here. And I can tell you this, like three weeks ago, my you know, I had family over. My mom came over to my place with her sister, her elder sister. And she's like, Alex, so I want to come to a wedding. I want to come to you. You know, like, it's been a long time you've been separated. You know, it's been a long time you've been divorced. Like, hey, you know, when is, I need to come to another wedding. Like, come on, like, when are you bringing another guy? And I'm like, excuse me. So I know what you're saying. Believe me, I know what you're saying.
It's for real. It's for real. This is very, very, very real. So our culture has become, you know, increasingly impoverished because many young people throw away their lives because they get into risky behavior, they get into risky attachments with people, and they allow themselves to do risky things with hoping that they can sustain their relationships. And you know, it always pains me when I look through the tabloids and the newspapers in the country, and it's all, the headlines are crazy. Yeah, one person is on the one celebrity or one leader of society is on the verge of a divorce. Or, you know, some in a community somewhere, people divorcing a day after marriage, or infidelity is rocking some, you know, prominent person's marriage. It is quite heartrending for me because I'm sure it's a result of people discovering that there is an unbearable wide gap between what they wanted or what they thought they wanted and what they actually got in the relationship. You see. Whereas if they were to slow down for a minute before taking the leap, before going into this long-term, life-changing partnership, they should stop and think for a minute, okay? For example, we often marry somebody with the expectation that they will change. See what they're doing, but under the influence of love, we tend to overlook or downplay the very important aspects of the relationship. You see traits in a person. An example is communication, because communication is important in a relationship. A very argumentative girlfriend or boyfriend has got a flawed opinion of how communication works. So according to their view of the world, in order to be heard, maybe they think you should argue or shout, or if they've got a problem, they should, you know, be aggressive about it. The truth is, if your partner is argumentative with you before marriage, there's quite a high likelihood that they will continue like that when you're now husband and wife. In fact, it might get worse because the pressures of being married, it transforms people and sometimes brings out the worst in people instead of the best. However, if you marry somebody where there's a bit of compatibility which you have carefully orchestrated through the formative years of the relationship, you can set yourself up to be able to manage the challenges that come when you get married. Okay? That is something that I find very, very important. And then one thing I say when it comes to this aspect, love can see, Alex. It is not blind. Love can see. We see them signs. Many people fall into the trap of being hooked into the idea of love, that they shut down their sense of reason. And they begin to ignore the reality that is in front of them. It's true. Love is intoxicating. It's crazy. And being in love is such an exciting feeling. It can be addictive. You don't want to let go. And by ignoring what we see in our eyes and thinking that maybe things will get better when we get married, or maybe things will be all right after all, we go into relationships and those traits come to haunt us. So it is worthwhile to have a conversation. It is worthwhile to consider important aspects of the relationship before you go on and commit. I respect those people who come to a day before the wedding and say, look, I can't do this. I totally respect. At the end of the day, you don't want to, the emotional trauma of going into a relationship and then having to rip apart that relationship. Often it has to involve children. Innocent as they are, we have to let go of the relationship, separate them from what they considered family, because our hearts are not in the right place. We cannot do that. Attraction is good, but it becomes weird if we can't even share a joke or laugh together with the partner. I mean, if you disagree on too many things, do not put a blanket over it. I mean, don't fall for what they call blissful ignorance, you know. Yeah, you are hiding behind this bubble of love and, you know, romance for you not to be able to see the reality in your eyes.
Mm.
What we must remember is that before you get married, you are in full control. The power is in your hands. And I say this to the ladies especially. The power is in your hands. Be honest with yourself when you consider getting into such a serious relationship. And if you don't feel comfortable, don't do it.
You know, Wellinta, you're saying, like, listening to you, and, you know, you're definitely sharing quite a number of things that I agree with. And, you know, things that I actually truly believe, and I learned the hard way. So I guess that this is, okay. You know, definitely must be registering to the listeners. And you're right. You know, we make decisions. A lot of the times we close our eyes to things that are there, signs that are there, that are, you know, those nagging signs that are telling us that, hey, be careful, you know, watch what your step, watch how you're going, watch how much you're, you know, how much investment you're making, investment or whatever it is. And we just very close cool. our eyes to those nagging signs. And like you said, if, and I remember writing in my book, The Naked Truth, how I feel. And it's weird that you're saying this, but like that word registered when you said something now, not so long ago. I said that maybe if we approached relationships like we approached a business, like if we looked at somebody and said, okay, this is a partnership, right? What are you bringing to the table? What am I bringing? What value are you bringing in my business? How are we going to make this?
There you go.
You know, so while you were, you know, it just, everything you're saying just totally just, like I said, I had to learn it the hard way, though. But, you know, maybe if I've had someone like you, you know, if I'd listened to you or I'd read your book, you should have released your book like years ago. Maybe, you know, I would have been better prepared because the signs were there. I knew it wasn't going to work. I could see, but I just, like everyone else, thought, you know, things would change. And, you know, society can put so much pressure on you. You've got family and everyone who's rooting for you. Mother, you're rooting for yourself. And, you know, you just think you owe it to them to please them. And so I like that you share this and you elaborate. I'm sure that you know, elaborate about it in your book. So let's say now, that, because in your there are two words that came to my mind. You said something about, you know, young people or just people in general having or creating risky attachments. But you also talked about, you know, the relationship being a partnership. I'm listening to that. So let's talk a little bit now about just financial planning, because I know that that's definitely something that a lot of people have an interest in, but that's still very not clear. You know, like. What do we do? I have a business or I have a goal or I'm making some income. How can I protect myself, you know, from the risk that you know, I may take or challenges or things that might show up?
Okay. Now, when it comes to finances, this is a very, 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 very key subject. I mean, I grew up in a place where I could see, you know, I could hear the wailing voices of young children, you know, hungry because the father or the mother wasn't able to provide enough food for them, you know, because they've squandered their resources on things that are not important in life or, prioritized entertainment over provisions for the family. And I think it's really, really crazy. I don't think we should ever do that. So the first thing I say about finances is whatever you earn, don't spend all of it. That is number one. And how do you do this? What's the strategy for this? Have a plan. Make a budget and stick to it. I know when I talk about making a budget, many people think, you know, budgeting is about being frugal. It's about, you know, penny pinching and stuff like that. No, budgeting is about planning your finances. And within your budget, you can plan for entertainment. You can plan for having a good time with your friends or going to the pub for a drink. You can plan for that. As long as you do not take money that is not allocated for that to do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you earn somebody earns $1,000, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you earn $1,000 and you set aside $100 from your salary,
mm-hmm.
and you religiously put that money aside as a savings or as an investment, we often mm-hmm. underestimate how much money we can save in 5 years, and we overestimate how much we can save in a year. So what happens
mm-hmm.
is we overplan for the short term, and we underplan for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if I give you an example, let's say you save $400 a month. This is just a hypothetical example which I capture in the book. Say you save $400 every month and manage to average a return of, say, this is the dollar is much less than this nowadays, but let's say you average a return of about 7% annually for 30 years. Do you know how much you end up with after 30 years? You'll end up with $500,000 in savings. In other
wow.
words, The day a person starts working, as a young person just finished college and you begin to work, from that day you start a dedicated fund that you put aside. You could easily buy your own house without having to go to the bank to borrow out of the money
mm-hmm.
that you save yourself. You know, and the other thing that we must remember when it comes to funding is to finances is use credit sensibly. Man,
mm.
I work in banking and I see this every day. People borrow to go and spend money on things that do not give them any kind of return whatsoever.
Mm.
By using credit sensibly, what we must do is borrow money not for consumption but for investment.
Mm.
We're living in a society in a world which has become increasingly consumeristic. Everywhere
yeah.
you look, there's an advert popping up asking you to buy this and to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card companies go crazy. They call you. They want to offer you this product and the other product. Don't just fall for it. Credit can be useful if you use it sensibly. For example, one
mm-hmm.
can use credit to spread the cost of a purchase over time. Okay.
Hmm.
Instead of spending $100,000 to buy a property, you can buy that property using funding from the bank and pay for it over 20 years. But in the meantime,
hmm.
what you do with that property is what determines how you are managing your risk. For example, you buy a property, instead of just going and living in the property, you could
hmm.
rent it out. Or rent a
mm.
part of that property, get a return from the property, and use that return to pay for your loan repayment.
Mm.
At the end of the day,
wow.
your cash flow is not affected by how much you've spent to buy the house, because the house is literally
mm.
paid for itself.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
I'm blown.
So you
Hey. Yeah, like, you know, this is, you know, these are things that we're supposed to know, right? Like, you kind of feel like it should be common sense we're supposed to know, but then...
It's so true.
Wow.
You know, there's a survey that was done in our, in Seychelles over here recently,
mm-hmm.
where families were interviewed about their conduct as far as finances are concerned. I'm telling you, Alex, I was shocked when I read the outcome of this survey. There are many families that go through the month not too sure how much they are receiving and how much they are spending. There are people that go through the month getting money in, using the money to do things that are not necessary, and then borrowing money to do the things that are necessary. At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
they are in debt at the end of every month. And guess what happens? Debt is terrible if you use it for consumption, because it's
mm.
a never-ending cycle. You borrow
mm.
money, next month you've got to pay back that borrowing, and then you're out of pocket, mm-hmm. you go back and you borrow again to cover mm-hmm. the gap. It never ends, you know. So one of the things I encourage people to do is, when you want to borrow, the best reason to borrow money is to borrow for investment, not for consumption.
Mm. Mm. Wow. You know what, well, I'm just so in, you know, awe of just what you're sharing now, and I'm sure that the listeners are. But hold that thought. We're going to come back to this conversation because, you know, there's just so much to dig into. But how about we take, let's take a quick musical break, right? And this is Fear of Landing by Peter Kelly. Now, Peter Kelly was guest on this show 2 years ago, I think, and he was part of our anniversary special. And this is Fear of Landing, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy.
Crazy in your eyes, red paces, your night was better than mine. Just a little change might do you well. But you walk by what I try to sell, so who do your thing, do your thing, and who you're hopeless, and I'm helpless. Cause when you grow up, you don't wanna let use much less or nothing. It's the fear of landing you can't fight. I can't understand the broken way I'm understand. It's the fear of landing. On hard times in those shoes, the black soul's leaving footprints from hell right behind. Joe, you gotta drown it out again. We ride back in the devil's dance. So who do your thing, do your thing, and who
bells and whistles and the lights are flashing. I'm rocked up and around. the ground, my head is spinning. I'm not quite sure when I got off track, but I know that I need to get back.
Daniel Taylor, and Daniel Taylor was a guest of the show, I think, 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago. No, 3 weeks ago. She was a guest on the show, on the Naked Talk, and that was Circus. And, of course, before Circus, we had my former guest, Peter Kellett. So, yes, if you're just joining us, this is still the Naked Talk with Alex Gurgi, and we've just been having a great, great, great conversation with my very special guest, Wellington Manjegor. Oh, God, I have to keep that. Who's joining me live all the way from Seychelles. He is a financial services professional. He is also a leadership expert and an author of the amazing book, Take a Chance and Ween. Now, if you don't know, if you haven't found out about that book, you have to go find and get yourself a copy, because I was getting light bulbs in my head as Wellington was, you know, speaking and sharing just some of the different areas that we definitely need to, you know, check, and of course apply risk management strategies. And, you know, he did mention something about the first one, which is starting a business, and the second one about, you know, the time when we want to find a life partner, and of course, you know, planning our money, financial planning. So, hi, Wellington. Hi, welcome back.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, I hope I'm being a great student. I hope I'm being a good student. I hope I mean, you know, this is a well-intended hour, and you know, we're all about taking a chance. And I hope I'm being a good student, because I have to get my flight to Seychelles. I have to come to paradise. So I'm paying so much attention. But you know, just before we went on that commercial break, jokes aside, you know, you were sharing a lot that I felt like we're probably not strategic, right? And I think this is what you're saying, you know, that we need to definitely be strategic in terms of how we make decisions. And you did list like three very important areas that we all care about. And like you said, it is starting a business, and that could also mean starting a project or, you know, whatever that is. And of course, you know, our relationships, you know, our romantic, you know, relationships, and, you know, finding a life partner. And that's an area that a lot of us let go and don't really think of, you know, just really apply, you know, like a backup plan or backup strategy, or at least are careful or paying attention to the real details, right? And of course, you talked about financial planning. A lot of up and watching your dad make some mistakes, and just things that you just told yourself or figured out that you had to do better and you could have made. But what would you say is one of the what would you say is probably the common reason, you know, why people don't take, like, why people don't apply what would they call risk management strategies to their lives? I mean, what would you say is one of the common reasons? Because now, like you said, we all take risks, right? But we all take risks at different levels. But why would you say that some of us don't apply strategies or don't think about having a backup plan or thinking about what could happen if things don't go the way that we plan? As an expert who gets to tend to deal with this, what would you say is probably something that holds us back?
I think our education system has not done justice to the area of decision making, because you see, when we go to school, we learn all the technical subjects. We understand the mathematics, the physics, the chemistry, you know, the different technical elements of either English language and geography and the different subjects. But nobody ever comes to us and says to us, decision making, how do you make a decision? Nobody teaches us that. And yet, even at a very, very early age, we find ourselves making decisions. And you know, let me debunk a myth at this time, Alex. We often hear of risk takers versus risk averse people and things like that. Alex, everybody is a risk taker. Each and every one of us. When you get in the car to drive off from your office to go home, you put the seatbelt around you. There's a reason why you're doing that. You're not doing that because you're afraid a cop is going to see you on the road and give you a ticket. Okay, that may be a reason, but the real issue is you are protecting yourself, right? So we make these decisions sometimes consciously, sometimes subconsciously, without paying careful attention to them. What I'm advocating for is that instead of just looking at life as a general person, as just the way everybody else looks at it, approach it from a strategic point of view. Understand what you are doing, how you're going to do it, and why you're doing it. And be clear with the end goal in mind, you know. So the schooling system has not done justice to this, and this is where I'm coming in, and I'm trying to say, you know, for many people, professionals, small business people that I work with, I work with them to encourage them to implement strategies that help to move their life to the next level. And you know, one way to do this is, in addition to all the studies that we do in life, also read things that are contributory to your life. My website, my blog, welofinspiration.com, is all about sharing information, ideas, and strategies that can help to take life to the next level of success. And if anybody wants to know about, you know, the things that I come across regularly that I write about, you can just check out my blog and see what's going on there. But basically,
where I'm trying to fit into this whole, you know, a larger scheme of things is to encourage people to take a strategic approach to day-to-day living, to day-to-day decision-making. Whatever you do, there has to be a strategy for it, there has to be a purpose for it, and there has to be an end goal clearly articulated.
Wow. Okay, you know, that is so important, because this is not just limited to planning. It's not just limited. You're just saying every day we all have to make decisions. Every other minute, we always were faced with decision-making. You know, I have to decide to go to bed or not, or work or not, or take that call or not, or send those emails, or, you know, get on the show or not. We're faced with so many, you know, decisions. And at the end, we need to be strategic about it. So you need to say, you know, you need to look at the, you know, put all your cards and look at it and say, okay, if I don't do this, what are the repercussions, right? How can I make sure that if I do this, the fallout isn't going to be so, just in case it doesn't go the way that I thought it would go, right? So I think that is amazing. And I've been to wellofinspiration.com. I've been to the website. It is an amazing, powerful website. You all definitely need to go there. And there's just so much, you know, like you said, you know, we all need inspiration, right? We all need... And the truth is, a lot of us don't, you know, we take, like you said, we take risks, but we all take risks according to different levels, right? And but a lot of us are still scared to do certain things, and sometimes we need, you know, a platform like yours, you know, that pushes us and nudges us, but pushes us with the right support, right? You know, some people will push you and leave you hanging, but you know, you're there to catch us when we fall. So
that's what I'm saying, because you know, Alex, at any given time, we are either accepting a risk, avoiding a risk, transferring a risk, or mitigating a risk at any given time.
Wow.
Those are the four things we are doing. Whatever decision we are making, if you look at it carefully, you're either avoiding a risk, accepting a risk, mitigating it, or transferring it.
Wow. Wow. Wow, Wellington, it's been such an amazing time having you here on the show. I have to be considerate about your time. I know that this has been, you know, early morning, right? It's probably was me, but you've just been so magnanimous to share your time with us and your, you know, your wealth of knowledge and experience with us. And I truly believe that, you know, the listeners are definitely going to be impacted. And, you know, great amazing thing about this is that even if somebody missed the show, right, they're going to catch the archive share, and we're going to continue the conversation about just
how we can
take a chance and win. So, you know, just before we let you go, and I know that we have to let you go soon, what's something you wish you knew when you first started out? I mean, you've gotten years of experience, right? But what was something you know today that you wish that you had known when you first started?
A lot of the things I talk about now, I have learned from my mistakes. I really wish that somebody had told me at the very beginning that approach your life from a strategic point of view. In other words, as an individual, I would have done much better if I had sat down and drafted a plan for my life carefully, strategically, pinpointing what I needed to do, when I needed to do it, and how I was going to do it. You know, life is fuzzy sometimes. We have to discover things as we go. But as long as you've got an outline of the bigger picture, sometimes the direction remains there. Tony Robbins says, you cannot run to the east hoping to see the sunset. No matter how fast you run, you're never going to see it. Sometimes I've had to run to the east looking for the sunset, then discover that I'm heading in the wrong direction, and then it was a long way to then turn around and come back and do what I needed to do. So what then happens is I'm a bit late. So now when I look at my life now, I am late to do the things that I want to do. For the things I want to achieve in life, I'm very late, and that's why I move with so much urgency, and that's why I try as much as possible
every day to make a difference to at least somebody else, so that hopefully another person doesn't have to go through the same experience I went through. If I had seen a book like mine when I was younger, I would have done well to follow every strategy that is in the book. Many of the people that have read this book, they come to me and say, there's a lady from Dallas, Texas, who sent me an email a couple of days ago, who said, Wellington, I've gone through your book, and I am so grateful for the work you've done. I really wish that I'd seen this book 15 years ago when I married my first husband.
Mm.
And I was like, wow. And she said she's going to take the book and share it with her two sons, you know, to make sure that they learn a few lessons and use them in their own decision making.
Well, you know, that is, I think that is such a powerful statement, you know, and I guess that's the value that what you're sharing and what you're doing is, brings basically. And it's so important. I think it's so important. Like, we were talking, I said, oh, you know, I should have read your book like how many years ago, because I probably would have made the same, you know, mistake. And again, because we don't consciously realize that, you know, we also have to be strategic and practical and, you know, and realistic about, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, even our relationships and how we can basically cushion ourselves just in case it doesn't go the way that we think it will go. But, you know, just final words,
yes,
you
indeed.
Know, for the listeners. Just final words for the listeners. What would you say is one step that we can take in whatever area right now as a risk management strategy, one strategy that we can apply this moment, wherever we are listening right now, to take that chance and win? What would you say?
Okay, wherever you are in your life, wherever, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, understand this, that it is in the moment of your decision-making that your destiny is shaped. So when you approach your decision-making in whatever area, wherever you may be, whatever you're doing, approach your decisions carefully, strategically, mm-hmm. knowing that risks are a part of life. But what differentiates those who take a risk and those who succeed is how they manage those risks.
Wow, powerful. Well, thank you so much, Wellington. You've been just an amazing guest here on the show, sharing so much with our listeners. Now, if the listeners want to connect with you, I know that they can go to your blog, wellofinspiration.com, but what if they want to, like, connect personally, you know, with you? Maybe where can they find you? Where do you hang out? Where's the best place to approach you, you know?
Okay. The quickest and easiest way to reach me is through my email address, and my email address is wellington@wellofinspiration.co. So anybody can reach me on that email. I respond personally to my emails. I do have an assistant, but I respond to emails from individuals personally. I like to connect like that. But if you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @WellasM, WELLAZM. And I'm also, I also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WOInspiration. Okay, here I just, again, share information, ideas, and strategies that come to me as I go. And I also pick up resources from different places, which I just share with people. And if anybody goes to my website, wellofinspiration.com, I give you a free ebook. That free ebook is an ebook which is filled with quotations that are very inspirational, that I find inspirational, and that all the people I work with find very inspirational. I've collected about 100 of them. I've put them in an ebook, and I share a nice message with you in there, and you can grab that for free. I have no problem. And if you want to find out more about my book, Take a Chance and Win, you can go to the book's official website, which is www.takeachanceandwin.com, or you can just do a search on Amazon.com for Take a Chance and Win. I've got it in both my paperback version and Kindle format, so you can pick whichever one you want. And but I'm happy to have conversations with people about these subjects, about anything you're going through in your life. I am, by the way, Alex, I am a certified John Maxwell leadership expert, So I've got resources from the John Maxwell Leadership Program that I can share with people, anybody who wants to learn a bit more on the leadership side. And I do a bit of coaching as well for those who might want, who've got goals and dreams that they want to achieve. And if you want, you know, somebody who can walk the journey with you, I'm available. I can share information with you. I can help you to walk through the journey to strategically plan your life, your business, your career, your profession, to be able to make the most impact, get the most return out of whatever investments you're making, and, you know, just eventually just live the best life that we can.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, so, you know, this has been such an amazing conversation, Wallace, and thank you so much for doing this. God, I mean, I know well when you're passionate about what you do, and you are here to inspire, and just wanted to say thank you for being such a well of inspiration to us
and to
the listeners, and to, you know, people around the world who are listening, and those who still get to listen to the archived show if they miss it live here. This is amazing, and I think that people can connect. You know, if you want to connect with him, don't forget, you can just send him an email, because I know that the listeners, you know, are going to have questions, right, that they can ask me. And they may not ask you right now in the open space, but they might want to write you or, you know, say, okay, how can I get to talk to him? Because he'll, you know, he's in the best position to give me, to give me this,
to
help
me. I'm happy to connect.
Alex can't help us, but Wellington can. So let's talk to him. So, well, guys, it's been an amazing show. It's been an amazing time here with my very special guest who's joined me live all the way from Seychelles. Now, he is a financial services professional. He is also a John Maxwell certified leadership expert and, of course, an author of the amazing book, Take a Chance and Win, which you can go, you can find if you go to the to its official website, takeachanceandwin.com, if I'm correct. Am I correct?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay, great. Or you can visit his blog, you know, wellofinspiration.com, and find out more and learn more, and don't forget to connect with him. So, guys, till we come back, you know, same time on Friday Radio Special, I've got a great, amazing guest who's going to be joining me. I can't wait to take that extra mile with my guest on Friday Radio Special. Don't forget to enter for a special giveaway. You can get a copy of Ajit Nawalkar and Dr. Nisha Bhushan's book, The Book of Coaching. If you just go to the website, thenakedtalk.live, and click on their show, and of course, enter for the giveaway, you'll get a special copy shipped, delivered to you, or a digital copy straight up to you, and you can get that number one bestselling, because it is a number one bestselling book right now. And the thought leaders and all the coaches, you're thinking the best of the best, are all raving about this book. So, here's your chance to get a copy. Oh, if you don't want to wait for a giveaway, you can just go grab your own copy right now. Just go to, evercoach.com/thebookofcoaching. Okay, so till we come back, same time on Friday Radio Special, don't forget, expression is a sign of strength and not weakness. I love you for listening. It's some scriptures out. It's some filters out. It's some thoughts. Damn and censor. Some scriptures out. It's some filters out. It's some thoughts. Damn and censor. It's some scripted out. It's some filters.
To the Naked Talk with Alex Okorsky.